At the Chicago Jazz Festival over the Labor Day weekend, Swiss composer George Gruntz premiered his Chicago Cantata. It's an hour-long work for a large group of Chicago jazz, blues, and gospel musicians, from saxophonist Von Freeman and harmonica player Billy Branch to the Linton Family Gospel Group. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead attended the performance and has a review.
George Gruntz's Chicago Cantata was commissioned by the Swiss government to honor the city of Chicago on the occasion of the 700th anniversary of the Swiss Republic. And if that doesn't sound odd to you, you're weird. A lot of Chicagoans had trouble understanding why a Swiss composer was allowed to tackle such a project in Chicago. Gruntz's answer is that no one from that city had ever done anything like it, and somebody should, and that his outsider status would allow him a fresh perspective. There is something to that logic. Gruntz brought together players who'd never crossed paths locally, like jazz trombonist Ray Anderson and blues pianist Sunnyland Slim. George Gruntz has done projects like this before. He'll go into a place like Greece or Italy, audition local players to put together a band, and then write a piece that lets them do what they normally do in a structure of his devising. I suspect one reason he decided to do a project like this in Chicago is the Chicago Jazz Festival's habit of presenting music you can't hear anywhere else. That's one of three reasons it's one of the best jazz festivals in the U.S., the others being that it's free to the public and stresses the full diversity of modern jazz. Anyway, the Chicago Cantata was a big crowd-pleaser, and it stands up better than I'd have expected on repeated listenings. But it does have some problems, one of which is that its main theme isn't all that memorable. Duke Ellington was often criticized for making his long suites too disjointed, with too much thematic material. George Gruntz's Chicago Cantata has only two main themes, one for jazz group, one for gospel choirs, but even those don't really come together. The two gospel groups are mostly left hanging in interludes from the main action. Those lyrics are by Chicago poet Sterling Plump. The meat of the Chicago Cantata is the blues, played in a lot of different styles, just as it has been in Chicago through the years. One clever episode recreates the tinny sound of jazz records from the 1920s, when Chicago was the music's capital. The Chicago Cantata works pretty well because George Gruntz is smart enough to let the players run away with it. Still, speaking as an American, it's a little strange to realize that a Swiss composer looks at our forms, like blues and gospel, as varieties of world music to be appropriated and reshuffled to his liking. Listening to George Gruntz's Chicago Cantata, something struck me. Maybe this is what it's like for a South African to listen to Paul Simon's Graceland.
Kevin Whitehead is a freelance writer based in New York City. Thanks to WBEZ in Chicago for their assistance on this piece.